This is a dictation for Deon Alexander, DeonAlexander. Date of birth is 12/5/1989. Date of accident 4/27/2022. Date of service is 5/16/2023. Mr. Deon Alexander has been a patient here since the beginning of the time. 5/13/2022 was his first visit, when he has a severe pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid back, lower back, and right sacroiliac joint, and some radiation to the left wrist and hand, as well as left leg, without any significant radiation. Most of the symptoms have continued. The pain is reported to be 7 at this time. The patient reports that he has been doing physical therapy that has brought him some relief. The MRIs were discussed again with the patient. He was informed that he does have issues that are as follows. The MRI of the brain was completely normal for any brain trauma. However, he had a thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule, suggestive of adhesive capsulitis for the right shoulder pain, as well as tear of the glenoid labrum, biceps, tenosynovitis, adhesive capsulitis. In addition, patient has been found to have a bulging disc at L4-5 and a herniated disc at L5-S1 with ligament and phloem thickening, central canal stenosis. The patient has continued on a conservative treatment. He has refused and doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical approach either. No consultation has been obtained. Currently, patient report that he has never used any chiropractor, although he has done a physical therapy since 5/13/2022, non-stop, continuously. At this time, patient reports the pain is 7. There is no real radiation of the pain to the legs, no radiculopathy, but he does have some pain in the right shoulder, right shoulder and the left forearm and left wrist, left knee area, as well as left ankle and foot area, along with lower back pain. The patient reports 60% improvement in the pain. The ADLs are reported as follows: general activity, the walking ability and work are affected 7. Mood and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. Relationship with other people is affected 5. The rest of the exam is for system review is from the chart, as well as the additional history and substance abuse and compliance history. Kindly review the chart for that. The patient has a following physical examination. Vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 125 over 79 pulses, 67 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 3/6/2023-0307-042. Right sacroiliac joint is still positive with Faber test and Gonsalon test being positive. However, the standing flexion test and compression test and distraction test are negative. The patient so the plan of care is that patient has been advised that he may benefit more from chiropractic treatment at this time, and we will reduce the physical therapy to once a week. He'll continue on naproxen 500 twice a day with Elavil, Tramadol 50 milligram. He's released to light duty job 7 hours, 5 days, 7 pounds. And maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is once again apprised of the importance of injection treatment for LESI and to the right shoulder. The patient respectfully declined. He also doesn't want any surgical intervention either. And at this time, patient is quite satisfied with the treatment choices that he has made. And his case is coming towards conclusion. His case has been filed. Hopefully, it will be all situated with all this conservative treatment methods. Thank you very much.